Good morning, everyone. My name is Mercy Ricketts Chandaka. I have married to Venu Chandaka, and I have been attending Hillview since February 2024. I was born and raised in a Christian family in the southern part of India. I accepted the Lord in my early childhood through Sunday school. Although I grew up in a Christian family and had a good church fellowship and knew many Bible truths, my relationship with God was mostly head knowledge and had not truly shaped my life. During my teenage years, the Lord drew me closer to Himself through a college campus ministry called Evangelical Union EU. Although I had accepted Christ in my childhood, it was at an EU camp on August 9, 2014, I truly realized I was saved. That day, I got the assurance. Soon afterwards, I drifted away from the Lord because of worldly distractions. But in His grace, God convicted me through His word during a camp in 2015. I realized my need to return to Him, and I repented and came back to the Lord, trusting His promise in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. From that time, my relationship with the Lord began to grow stronger. During my master's, God gave me an opportunity to serve Him through the EU ministry among college students, and I truly enjoyed serving Him there. Towards the end of my master's program, when the possibility of marriage came, I was hesitant because I don't want to leave the ministry. As I prayed and sought God's will, He spoke me through Exodus 33:19. He said, "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show compassion to whom I will show compassion." The verse gave me peace and confirmed God's plan for my life. After that, new chapter begins. One of my concerns about moving to the United States was leaving behind the fellowship I had in India. But God has been faithful. He provided wonderful fellowship through Hillview, and I'm truly enjoying being part of this church family. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to be part of STEP. I also prayed for a life partner who is saved and who fears God. I truly blessed with Venu, and I thank God for him in my life. When I spoke to Venu for the first time, he asked me two questions. And through those questions, I realized that he was a good believer. But later, after joining STEP, I realized that those two questions were actually the Kennedy questions from the After Shiloh was born, I had to visit the ER a couple of times due to postpartum preeclampsia. By God's grace, I was able to reach the hospital in time and experienced His protection, peace, and comfort during that season. He strengthened me through Psalm 46:1, reminding me that God is our refuge and strength and our present help in trouble. During my quiet times, I read 2 Chronicles 22nd chapter 1 to 3 verses, and I was struck by the life of Athaliah. Although she was a queen and a mother, she used her influence to lead her son away from God and encouraged him to do evil in the sight of Lord. Reading about her made me reflect on the kind of influence I could have as a mother. After that, I also studied the life of Hannah, whose example encouraged me deeply. Hannah trusted God with her son and desired for him to follow the Lord. Through these contrasting examples, I was reminded that God gives both positive and negative examples in scriptures to teach us how to depend fully on Him. When I read this passage, I was reminded of a message I heard before. The motherhood is a mission field for women. We do not need to go somewhere else to serve the Lord. We can start right in our homes by raising our children in the Lord. As I reflected on this, I felt God challenging me about how I'm going to raise Shiloh in today's world. It encouraged me to depend on Him deeply and seek His wisdom as I raise Shiloh to know and love Him. A few months after coming to United States, I have joined Step 1 without really knowing what to expect. By God's grace, He helped me to complete it and used the time to and use the time to help me grow closer to Him, understanding His word more deeply and applying it in my daily life. Step one also helped me to improve my communication skills and gave me more confidence to speak in English. I'm thankful for how God used step one to strengthen my faith and prepare me for the next step. When I first considered joining step two, I was hesitant and kept finding reasons to postpone it. With Shiloh to take care for, my parents visiting, and plans to travel to India, I felt it was not the right time. As I prayed about it during my quiet time, the Lord spoke to me through Ezra 7:10, where He says, "For Ezra had firmly resolved to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach His statutes and ordinances in Israel." And Venu also encouraged me to take the step. Through God's guidance and encouragement, I decided to join step two, and I continue to ask the Lord to help me remain faithful and complete this. Throughout my life, God has taught me that His ways are always better than my own. As I continue this journey, my desire is to trust in the Lord with all my heart and follow His leading, knowing that He will direct my paths. Thank you.